Welcome to Afyayim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Demai Dafrin Hay in the Oiz Vardar Adishin, Perek Shishi, the middle of Aloha Beis. The Gemara says in the third line, Yisroel Shekibel Sode Mikoyen. Yisroel, who is a sharecropper by a Kohen. Omar Loi, the Kohen told the Yisroel, I want to keep the Maisa for myself. Oy Shecho, I want to give the Maisa to you, to the Yisroel. Oy Sheli V'Shecho, or we'll divide into half. Mutar. Why? He's the owner. The Kohen is the owner. He deserves the Maisers to come from this field. And he can do with it whatever he wants. Kohen Shekibel Sodim Yisrael. A Kohen received the field from Yisrael. Meaning the Kohen is the sharecropper. Omar Loi Amenachu Amaisers Sheli Mutar. Yisrael says, I want to keep the Maisers, which means the Maisers will stay by me and I'll do with them whatever I want. I'll give it to the Kohen that I like. That's allowed. Shelcho, awesome. But if he says, I want to give it to you, the Kohen, it's awesome. And the Gemara is going to explain. Sheli v'shechol, or we divide half and half, also asur. Says the Gemara, kibli mena kedecha mekabli mutar v'im lav asur. This is really explanation of what we said. If the Kohen is doing a regular sharecropper division, and he gets the Maisa as part of that division, it's fine. But if it's not part of the division, meaning he's taking a less of a salary because he's getting the Maisa's, that is asur. That's considered to be Kohen b'sayyeh b'sagrodes. We're going to learn the next staff. That it looks wrong, or maybe it's even a deraisa that you can't do it, that you can't have a kohen that by working he gets the maisers as a payment. Continues the word ask, beloikach ena maisers shalahem. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah that we give the maisers to the sharecropper? Reb Chai says, referring to specifically to the last case that we said, they wanted to divide the maisers between the owner and the kohen. In the Mishnah, that's how we divide it. Says the Gemara, elahachni. This is how you're going to say it. Shili, shili. Mine is mine. The maisers are mine. My part, I get the maisers. Shilcho, what's your maisers? Shili v'shilcho. This will divide half and half. Im kibla v'del kedecha v'kabli. And that's part of the vision of a regular sharecropper doing the regular deal. Mutar. Fimlav osur. But if he's giving him extra, more than he deserves, he does some kind of a deal, he's getting the maisers, so then it's also because he's getting paid with maisers. Continues the Gemara, Yisrael Shekibel Sodim Yisrael, Yisrael was a sharecropper by Yisrael. I'm not sure I'm Maestros Shalzeh Osir. If he says, I want you to give the Maestros to this Levi, then it's Osir. Why? Because the Yisrael is obligated to give Maestros. And here he's doing it as a form of payment. He says, my payment will be, you will give this part to the Levi. As a form of payment, you can't do it. Shetlem ani v'etnem lezeh mutar. But if he says, I will take the maaser and I'll give it to the Levi, then it's fine. So what's the difference between the first part, the first case and the second case? In both cases, he says, I want to give the maaser to the Levi. Says the Gemara, Dafriya would base. Omar avachol im tirotze b'neim. So the way Reb Chaim explains it like this. The ratio is, he says, I want to give it to the Levi. It should belong to the Levi right away. That you can't do, that's a form of sale, and you can't sell the miser. The Seif was speaking about, he says, I will take it, and I will give it to the Levi I want. It's not that it's automatically belong to the Levi, but I will decide which Levi I'm giving it to. So what is he taking? All he's taking is a Torah Sanah. Torah Sanah means the right to choose which Levi. This is what Dabra holds, the Torah Sanah, that right, that schus to choose which Levi I want to give to, is called Mamet. It's worth money. So as part of the deal between the owner and the sharecropper, the deal is, this is schus to choose the Levi once the fruits are out. Who should I choose? This I'm taking as part of my payment, that's fine. You can't say to give it to the Levi right away that belongs to the Levi before you take it, because that's considered to be that you are paying with Maisa that you can't do. But once you take the Maisa, you choose who to give it to, that's fine. Then you could sell that right, because that right is worth money. As the one's going to go and explain now. Says the Gemara, Oma Avyesi, head the table mutar, peshikimu decha mekabim. Ve'atoma asu, mishloikimu decha mekabim. Rabbi Yisi argues, Rabbi says, no, you cannot sell that right. As the Gemara is going to say now, you can't sell the right to choose the Levi. So what is the difference between the ratio and the Seifa? The difference between the ratio and the Seifa is that the ratio, he did not do kedecha mekabim. He didn't do a real sharecropper division. Really, he's using the Maiser as a form of payment. You can't do that. The Seifa is, he's doing a real sharecropper division. Part of the sharecropper division is the part that's supposed to go to you, the part that's supposed to go to me, I'm giving that part to the Levi. That's fine because that's just a way of how dividing what I deserve anyway. So the Gemara goes explain. So what's the machlekes over here? Do we say that we're talking about, did he sell the schus to choose a levy? Says the Gemara, asked the Avyeisi ke Avyeichra. Avyeisi holds like Avyeichra. The Avacha ke Avyeisi or Mechanino. Avacha holds like Avyeisi Mechanino. The Avyeisi Mechanino are Odom Noisin Maestro is Betoyah Sano. Avyeisi Mechanino holds one can sell the right. That's called Toyah Sano, the right to give to the levy. Person can give it, can sell it, can transfer it. Avyeichra Omar ain't Odom Bivy Maestro is Betoyah Sano. Avyeichra says you can't do that. The choice to choose which levy you're giving it to, that is not something which is transferable. That's not a monetary value. Eight time a moment. Says the Gemara by time in the Abyeis Mechanino. What's the reason of Abyeis Mechanino? The ish is Kodeshav, lo you. The kachim belong to the owner. He can decide who to give it to. Ma'avid le'abyechah, abyechah will do that. Yitnev lechol mishayirtze. Yeah, he has a choice to give it to anybody he wants. That's what it means, it's his. But now that he has the right to sell it, you can't sell that right. That right is not transferable. That right doesn't have a value, a monetary value. Says the Gemara, Mastis to Pligo Abyeis Mechanino. We have a brace against Abyeis Mechanino. Koyanim Koyanim Levim Nehanim Li. Prison says a neder. It doesn't want any Koyan or Levi enjoy him. Yitlu Baal Kocha, they take it anyway. And if the right to choose the Koyan and Levi has a monetary value, how can they enjoy it? We know that when a person has a neder, he's mad there's somebody on him. That person cannot enjoy this, the one who does the nether. Says the Gemara, Pasalei boim e'iv shili ten matona kol ikor. Answers the Gemara, similar to what we saw in the Bavli Nedorim. We're talking about a case, he said, I don't want to give to any Kohen or any Levi in the world. So what do you do with Truma if you can't give it to any Kohen in the world? It's worthless. It's half for the hour. That's where they take it from him. Because for him, he just made it without any value. By the fact that he says, I don't want any Kohen to enjoy it. So he doesn't have the ability to give it to any credit. If he can't give it to any credit, it's worthless. That's why they can take it. Continues the Gemara after Revolver with Aleph. It says, Arayo. Tenuch, bring your Arayo to this. Shul kid. The Tanino, it says, right? So, Koyanim Elu, Levim Elu, Nehanim Li. If he said, I don't want this Koyan or this Levi, these Koyanim, these Levi to enjoy me, but the rest could, I do want them to enjoy me. Yitlo Acheri. Then we say that Neder is Chal, and others can take it. We don't force it to give it. What's the difference between the case we said before and this case? Case we said before, he was oyster all kriyanim in the world. This case is oyster only a group of kriyanim, so the rest of the kriyanim could enjoy it. We have a brisa against Abiyachra. Yisrael, what Yisrael get another Yisrael? Hey, look, says here's somebody. Feten bichor zeh leben biti koyin. Give this bichor to my grandson, happens to be a koyin. So you see, you can sell the right to choose which koyin to give it to. Says the Gemara, Pasalo, Bewaitse Litroy, Lishtaim Kohanim, Over Vitoy Echon Behem. The case is he wants to give it to two Kohanim. The other Yisrael decided already that he's going to give one portion of it to the grandson of the first Yisrael and one to another Kohen. All he's doing is saying, anyone you want to give to my grandson, instead of giving my grandson only half, give him the whole thing. And therefore, give everything to my grandson. So, as Reb Chaim points out of here, that's not considered to be so much Toyah Sano, because he's already giving something to the grandson. Not the whole thing. He's just shifting it that he should give a little bit more. That is fine. That's not considered to be that he's selling the Toyah Sano so much. And that's why you can do it even according to Rabbi Yochanan. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dvai, Daf Nun Hei.